بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Living the Quran through the Living Quran, an audio-visual translation of Tafsir al-Nur of Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati, translated by Salim Bimji and edited by Arif Huda. Audio version read out by the translator. In this 22-part series, we will be reviewing Chapter 58 of the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Mujadila, The Pleading Woman.
Nothing can save you. Neither their wealth nor their children will avail them anything against Allah. They are companions of the fire. They will abide therein. Thinking points. In order to pull people towards the path of deviation and divert them from the path of the truth, the devils from amongst the jinn and humanity use various means, some of which are mentioned in the Quran, including the following. Example number one is that they use false promises, which we see mentioned in this verse under review. A second example is that they expend their material wealth to misguide, which is seen in chapter number 8, Surah Al-Anfal, verse 36, in which Allah says, "Those who are persistent in unbelief spend their wealth in order that they may bar from Allah's way. They will continue to spend it so until it becomes for them a source of sighs and anguish, and then they will be vanquished. Those who are persistent in unbelief will finally be gathered into hell." The third way is where Allah says that they make use of the means of culture and the spread of the means of corruption in various ways. And this is seen in the Quran in chapter number 31, Surah Luqman, verse number 6, in which God says, "Among the people is one who pays for idle tales and diverting talk to lead people astray from the Quran, which is Allah's way, without knowledge, and makes a mockery of it, of the Quran. For such a person, there is a shameful, humiliating punishment." The fourth way is that they introduce religious innovations, bid'ah. And this is recorded in chapter 39, Surah Al-Zumar, verse number 8, in which Allah says, "When an affliction befalls the person, he calls upon his Lord, turning to him in contrition. Then when he, God, bestows a favor upon him, he forgets what he prayed to him for before. And he sets up rivals to Allah, so that he himself goes astray and misleads others from his way. Say to such a person, enjoy life in your unbelief for a while. You are for sure one of the companions of the fire." And the fifth way which these people use is that they make the bad deeds fair-seeming and they beautify the immoral actions. And this is referred to in chapter number 27, Surah Al-Naml, verse 24, where Allah says, "However, I found her and her people prostrating to the sun rather than Allah. Satan has decked out their deeds to be appealing to them, and thus has barred them from the unique straight way, so they are not rightly guided." Takeaway messages. Number one, the hypocrites continuously use aspects of the religion to fight against the religion. Point number two, the torment which is awaiting the hypocrites is severe. Point number three, the warnings of the Quran are very serious. One's wealth and children will not be able to help a person in the hereafter. Point 4. The transient world is very different from the hereafter. And one of the differences is that where in this world, one's wealth and children can be of benefit. However, in the world to come, they will be of no use at all. Point 5. When it comes to warnings which are issued, we must use them and trace our way back to the reasons for why the warning was given. In this example in the Quran, the root cause is traced back to the fact that one must not be proud due to their wealth and children. Point number 6. Hypocrisy while in the transient world will cause a person to live in hell for eternity. We will continue in our next discussion by the review of verse number 18.